Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, the happiness specialist of the world. Woo! I'm really excited to do this show. It's going to be a very brief show unless I have callers. And the number to call and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 with your questions about the topic, or about your challenges, or about life in general. My expertise, why I was put on this planet, my destiny, my purpose, is to share with you what I wanted to experience. I have to say, all my life. I've said this so many times on the show, but I've gotten so many new listeners, and especially moving to a different state from California to Oregon, a few new followers, and welcome all my Oregon people, all my Oregon audience. But when I was younger, I wanted two things. You know, when you ask or you make a wish or you throw it out there, what do you want? You know, when I was 14, 15 years old, I remember asking, you know, when you blow your candles out on the birthday cake, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this wanting to be happy has taken me to this place right now, where I am now. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be 62 years old. Wah! 62 years old. And for most of my life, this search, this wanting, this feeling of, you know, really, I you know, the word happy gets used, but I'm really looking for a feeling of contentment, a feeling of peace, a feeling of satisfaction, and I wanted to feel that in every moment. Is it possible to go through this life feeling content, satisfied, and at peace, internally at peace, regardless of what happens? And the universe put me into this place, or took me to this place, where that's all I can do is think about that question. Because even though I am surrounded by a forest, even though there is a creek running in my backyard, I can hear it every night. I mean, that's what I go to sleep with, a running creek. There are still things that I'm challenged by. I shared with you last week that I got a job while I was here and teaching fitness. If you know me, you know I've been teaching fitness for 37 years, 38 years. Well, I'm not teaching anymore. For five classes, and then I was fired. So there's always something, but let me ask you this question, because the topic today is it possible to eliminate suffering? And when I say suffering, I mean that feeling of I don't like this moment. I'm resisting what is. I want something to be different than what's happening. I'd rather this happen than that happen. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. But all suffering comes from wanting something different than the present moment. Wanting something different than what you're experiencing. It's either chasing something that you think is going to make you feel better. I'm talking about myself. It's going to make me feel better if I have A, B, C, and D, fill in the blank. And I'm here to tell you that that's not what this life is about. It really isn't. I mean, let me ask you this question. Would you live differently? Would you do anything different if you knew you were going to die in 6 months? Hell, if you knew you were going to die in a month, if you knew you were going to die in a year, would you do anything differently? That's a good question. And if the answer is yes, I'm not even going to give you an advice. It's just something to be aware of. One of the biggest challenges for me is thinking that I know something about the future, about why other people, of people's motivation, about what is going to happen, what is going to unfold. Thinking that I know, I'm telling you from experience that one of the things I know is I don't have a clue of what the universe has planned. I have no clue as to how it's going to unfold or how it's going to manifest or how life is going to unfold for me in a year or 6 months, if I'm even here. It's funny because this, in my second book, I'm working on it. Well, haven't worked on it now, but I've got everything set up to work on it. I got the computer. I got everything set up to start working on, to start finishing that book, Program for Unhappiness. And Program for Unhappiness really runs deep. It is a programming. It's a programming. I was programmed to think that there's got to be something else. There's got to be something better. There's more. Oh, there's more. Wanting more than what is. Wanting more than this moment. And I'm using myself as an example because I'm retired now. I don't have a job. I don't have anything to do. I have absolutely no schedule. Nothing to do. It's really crazy. It took a while to get adjusted. Nothing to do from Sunday to the next Sunday. I mean, unless I schedule a massage or I schedule a chiropractic appointment or I schedule a facial or I want to go to Home Depot and put another indoor plant in the house. You know, I have nothing to do. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but it was quite an adjustment. Letting go of the routine, letting go of a schedule. I have to say, not having a schedule, I'm smiling and my mouth is actually watering because it's the best. But I was programmed to think that if I wasn't productive, if I wasn't doing something, that there I was lazy, you know, not true, whatever. And I bought into every single programming. The programming is the cause for the suffering. The programming of thinking that, I need to have a relationship, or I need, anytime you think you need something, what I found is there is nothing that I need other than trusting that this divine plan is just that. Oh, before I forget, on Thanksgiving, we're going to have a special Thanksgiving show. It's either going to be aired live at 8 o'clock Pacific time or 9 o'clock, probably 8 o'clock Pacific time. And you're all invited to call in with what you're thankful for. And it's interesting that these holidays that, of course, that's another programming, these holidays that quote, force us to think about what we're grateful for or thankful for, or force us to spend time with family, or force us to, when I say force, you know what I mean, obligated to do what everybody else is doing. There, for me, there's a clue. Listen, you're either part of the herd or you're not. For me, doing what everybody else is doing, and it took me a while, I'm telling you, it took me a while to feel comfortable on the Thanksgiving or comfortable on Christmas spending it alone, or on my birthday spending it alone, or on New Year's Eve spending it alone and being okay with that. And being actually looking forward to it. Being able to do whatever I'm inspired to do is not having a job. Did I say I didn't have a job? No job. One of the things that I have to say causes more suffering is blaming anything or anyone for your reason for your problems. It's, you know, I can't watch a lot of TV because it's always, you know, there's so much anger and there's so much blame and there's so much talk about the other person. And the arrogance and the gall to look out and point the finger and say, oh, it's this reason. But we all have a destiny. We all have a destiny. And including, and I've said it before, including this country, including all countries. All countries have destinies. And their destiny is going to get played out. It's going to evolve. It's going to get played out in whatever way it's supposed to get played out. Now, the problem comes when you take away blaming and you take away pointing the finger and you take away minding your own business, and then all you're left with is the person in the mirror. All you're left with is that person in the mirror. And that is an uncomfortable for me. It's very uncomfortable to stay in that mirror. So it's you. You have the power. You have the control. You have the awareness. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's not the political climate of the country. It's not. You know what bothered me? Let me tell you something. I don't know if I've even shared this, but I have a wide range of music that I love. And honestly, some of the music that I really, really like is gangsta rap. I know. Judge if you want. But I do. I do. And this woman, she's a young lady. She has the number one hit in the, I don't know if it's number one this week, but it was number one for the last 2 weeks, and her name is Cardi B. That's right, Cardi B. And her hit was Bodak Yellow. And before, I don't even know how I found her. I think I found her, I don't even know, but this woman, and I'm sharing the story because she came up, she's a young stripper, stripped for a few years, and now she's a gangster. I mean, listen, and she is hood, all the way hood. And I, but she's also very honest. She's the only person that I have ever heard after she, because she went from having nothing, I mean, nothing, to now she's a multimillionaire. And I don't know if I've said this in the show before, but she's talked online and she's expressed online how being famous, she would rather not be. In other words, she said she was happier when she wasn't. She's dealing with a lot of people, with fake people, and she actually got engaged. Okay, listen to this. I know it's a story about somebody else, but I gotta share it because I do have a point. She got engaged to this other gangster rapper. And so there's videos online, and I've seen the videos online. And guess what, people? I don't like him. I don't think that, because when I say I don't like him, I can feel, listen to this, I'm in somebody else's business, right? I can feel he's taking advantage, or he's opportunist, that's the word. And it made me feel, for somebody else that I don't even know. Which the universe actually gave that gift to me. Because all of these things, when I'm feeling dissatisfied, or I don't like it, or I'm feeling making a judgment, making a label, it still comes back to me. It still comes back to me trusting and knowing that everybody, including this young woman, is living out her destiny, is living out her journey. And what I don't like for somebody else, what is that even about? How the hell do I know that, I don't know, I'm just, the focus that comes back to the person in the mirror is strong. It's the only way to real freedom. The only way to real freedom is knowing that you have the power to practice letting go, staying out of other people's business. So the universe just threw that in my face. Oh, really? You don't like that? You don't like him? Oh, so what is that about you that you're programmed to not like somebody because of the way they're treating someone else, right? It's a hard one. It's a real hard one. And it even goes deeper than that, because I remember I was on this campaign. You don't spank children. You don't hit children. And I still, never hit a child. I mean, I was hit. I was spanked. They had welts and black and blue marks on my back and my legs with a belt. And so it bothered me so much when I heard about kids being spanked. And years ago, I would be on this campaign, and one of the hardest things for me is to trust that this world is in perfect order, is that everything is happening perfectly. I mean, you look at the example, and I like to use Jesus a lot. I looked at the example of Jesus and his last hours. I mean, that was messed up. That was a messed up ending. If you look at it with that perspective. But look at the lessons that came out of that. The lessons that came out, the teaching that came out of that last few hours, the last days of the journey. And the lessons are, one of the biggest ones is the one about forgiveness. Is, you know, you're sitting there, you're being tortured, you're being spit on, you're being ridiculed, you're being humiliated, you're being nailed to a cross. I mean, physically nailed. And this person can say, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. These people out here are doing the best that they can do, including me. We're all doing the best that we can do. The expectations of wanting something different than what is really happening, that is different than the present moment, will cause suffering. How often do you think about or even talk about yesterday? You know, I've said it on the show when I'm out on Monday or whatever, and you know what really bothers me is noticing all the programming. Oh, how was your weekend? How are you doing? And this is a new one. This is a new programming. I'm getting this a lot. How's your day going so far? It's a programming. But see, my problem is accepting the programming, because I find myself getting annoyed, irritated with those questions. How is your day going? What? Who cares? I don't know. I don't know. It's my thing. It's my problem. It's my issue. My problem is being annoyed by the programming now and being bothered by the programming as opposed to accepting it all. Programming, program to live in the past. But the other thing is living in the future. Is living in the future, planning the future. I know it's going to be different in the future if I do A, B, C, and D. I don't know all you people out there, goals and writing goals down. And then when you achieve that goal and you get to that goal, is there a great sense of satisfaction? It's either yes or no. Great sense of satisfaction. Well, my question is, how long does that satisfaction last before there's something else, another goal? How about having the goal of being satisfied without goals? How about having the goal of just being content with this moment? You know, look at the animals. They're a big example. They're a huge example for me. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. Living out here in the middle of the forest, I'm such a city girl. And I've been screaming. Yeah, my poor neighbors, if they can hear me, I scream at the smallest little thing because I'm still adjusting. I've had wild turkeys, you know, a group of wild turkeys. Last week there was a deer with antlers, so it was a male deer, and he had something stuck in his antlers. And so I, looking out the window, it looked like he was a buffalo. Now, there's no buffalo in Oregon, at least not where I am. There's no buffalo that live in the forest. Don't buffalo live on the plains? I live in Montana. I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's a buffalo. And I'm screaming in the house because I'm startled. There is an adjustment in every moment My point is this. All suffering can be eliminated, but it's up to the person in the mirror. Doesn't matter what kind of health you're having. Doesn't matter what kind of financial. Doesn't matter anything. It really comes back to you. You, that person in the mirror, my dear audience, you looking and feeling okay with where you are, with this day, this moment, or not. And if you don't feel satisfied and you don't feel like I want something, and you do want something different, then guess what? You are going to suffer and be bothered. That suffering thing, that's another programming. See, I don't like it because, I mean, and it comes at such a young age. I mean, I hear mothers and they're in the stores and they're talking to their children and they're programming with them the same way they were programmed, and they have them believe the same things they believe, the same things their parents believe. To the point where these beliefs are so deeply rooted. How do you begin to believe something different and do something and vibrate something different when your beliefs become your identity, where your beliefs become who you are? And how you behave. I'm asking, I'm going to throw this out. What beliefs have you changed in the last month? What deep-rooted belief have you altered, or have you given up in the last week? These deep-rooted beliefs, all of these beliefs are all ego-driven anyway. It's really a lot. I'm telling you, I'm learning a lot with nothing to do. With nothing to do. And I'm learning about finding more peace. I'm thinking, you know what, universe? My neck is really stiff on the left side, and I wish my neck would feel looser. You know, 3 months ago I didn't have this, and now it's tight in my neck and in the inner thigh. Oh my God, that's pulled or whatever. That's not healing. Oh God, you don't believe that. I'm telling you right now, it's learning how. It's practicing, not learning. It's practicing how to feel satisfied, to feel content, to feel peaceful, even regardless of whatever is going on physically, emotionally, mentally, financially. That will eliminate all suffering. And in fact, you know, I'm a David Hawkins groupie. Shout out to Teresa. I'm going to mail your books back this week because I've ordered my own, but what was my point? Oh, I'm reading, was it the Eye of the Eye, right? Isn't the Eye of the Eye? Let me see. Yeah. The Eye, E-Y-E, of the Eye. And one of the things that he said, how to eliminate the ego. Well, to eliminate suffering is to eliminate the ego, quite frankly. And one of the things that he said is to be humble. Humility. Eliminates the ego. Gulp. Humility. Yeah, I had to swallow that one. But again, the good news is it all comes back to us. How often are you in the present? How often are you in the past? How often do you experience the present moment and feel satisfied? That's a practice. You know, and I'm just going to end it with this. Every single day, sometimes more than once, but every single day, I cry. And I cry with appreciation of the moment. And the moment is just maybe looking at a tree. And when I'm in that state, I ask the universe for more of this, for more of this feeling of appreciation. And it's not about what's happening or what's going to happen. And I'm telling you that it's like I'm being stripped down to nothing. Stripped down to nothing other than the moment. I'm looking, I always light candles when I do the show, and I'm looking at the candles burning. I can sit and look outside at trees and candles burning for hours. I would never have been able to do that and feel productive. What is that anyway? How am I contributing to the world? How am I making the world better? The more peaceful, the more content I am, the more I grow, the more I evolve, the more I expand. That's my contribution. What are you contributing to the world? Sense of satisfaction or a sense of dissatisfaction? It's all on you. Ooh, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. This is Thanksgiving. We're going to have a show, probably 8 o'clock Pacific time. Call in with what you're thankful about, whatever it is. And until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. Oh, and also, I'm going to be on live on Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Manson Mitchell, they broadcast live out of Seattle, Washington. Manson Mitchell, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to be a guest on their show. They like me, I like them. Okay, I want you to remember, till next time we speak, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, as Abraham says, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about the moment. It's about the present moment. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful moment. Moments. Love you, audience.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality.